It's Monday, November 17th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off this here episode of the show. Right back there, Bella and Sebastian from Glasgow, Scotland. One of my favorites for decades. I love those guys. Got a new album coming out, I think next year. It's called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. And that's the first single that they've released from it. You can get it in advance, I guess, if you pre-order the record or somehow. I forget what I had to jump through to get that track, but I jumped through it immediately because I was pretty excited to get my hands on some new Belle and Sebastian, and it doesn't really disappoint. It's pretty different. It's kind of a lot less folky, you know, than some of their older stuff, but it's still pretty great. Really like that song a lot. Have high hopes for this next new record of theirs. Speaking of things that I really like a whole lot, how about this band Springtime Carnivore from Los Angeles? Super great. I mean, I liked their single that they had a while ago. I picked up when I saw them live a while back, but they got this new album that's just come out, Springtime Carnivore. That's the name of it, self-titled. And boy, howdy, is it good. It's just such a good album. It's like super, super, super good. I can't stress that enough. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks that represent that well. A lot of the songs on the record are the same songs that were on their EP, but they're slightly different versions. So still worth picking up. I think in general, the album versions are a little bit stronger even than the EP versions. So that's good. But we're going to hear two super great tracks. In particular, the first one, my favorite song on the record. It's called Name on a Matchbook. And it's just so super good. And then we're going to hear Sun Went Black. Also very good. So check out these two tracks from Springtime Carnivore. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, mine, and you, you got your armor on. Nights out in Babylon, yeah, nights out in Babylon. But maybe all you need is someone to trust. Maybe all you need is someone. Maybe all you need is someone to trust. Maybe all you need is someone. And I won't let you down, no, I won't let you down. I won't let you down, my love. I won't let you down, no, I won't let you down. I won't let you down, my love.
Two songs in a row right back there by OK Go. First, Bright as Your Eyes. That's my favorite track off their new record, Hungry Ghosts. And then the second one was I Won't Let You Down, which pretty great song, but main reason I wanted to put that one on is to just try and inspire you to go watch the video for it. Man, I mean, these guys, you know they make great videos. Like, that's their whole thing, kind of, right? They make music and then amazing videos. Like, you should totally go watch the videos, you know. But in particular, this I Won't Let You Down video, it's like one of these videos where it starts off and it's like, wow, that's weird and interesting. I like this. This is cool. Oh, wow, that's neat. Nice choreography. That's cool. Oh, they got some people. That's pretty neat. And then by the end, you're just like, is this real? This can't be real. It's too amazing. Like, it's that good. So, yeah, you should definitely go check out the I Won't Let You Down music video. Pretty good stuff. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. All right, up next, a band from right here in New York City, though from the lesser New York City, if I do say. They're from Staten Island. Which, you know, yeah, it's New York City, technically. The ferry goes there, whatever. The Budos Band, they're the best thing about Staten Island, I think. They're so super great. They make Afro-funk the way that it should be. And they've got, this is their fourth album that's just come out. It's called Burnt Offering. And I think it's really strong. It's like, it's as good as any of their other records. I think it's really, really good. So we're going to hear a couple of tracks from it. We're going to hear The Sticks and Shattered Winds, both off this Burnt Offering record by The Budos Band. And it is super quality. Here goes right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Finally, new rule, instead of giving an I voted sticker to the people who did vote, let's make the people who didn't vote wear one that says, I couldn't be bothered. And let's stop patting ourselves on the back for doing something we're supposed to do anyway. I voted. It's like wearing a sticker that says, I feed my dog. I flush after using the toilet. I keep my clothes on at the playground. The election we held last week had the lowest turnout since 1942. And before you say voting should be easier in America, I agree. Things would definitely be better if there were laws that made Election Day a holiday, that allowed you to vote online, allowed you to vote without a picture ID. But you know how you get those laws? By voting. Russell Brand is in the news. He's a funny guy, but he just wrote a book that's more laughable, where he tells young people not to vote because the system is so awful and so dirty that the only solution is to bring it down. Not by violence, but not by voting either. No, by some sort of spiritual awakening. Oh, for fuck's sake. Fine, you know what? Don't vote, but don't dress it up as something noble or sophisticated. The fake excuses offend me. Like, politicians, they're all the same. No, you're thinking of the Lord of the Rings movies. But keep telling yourself that because politics is dirty, that you, precious, by not voting or informing yourself or participating in any way, are clean. Yeah, that's it. You've kept yourself pure because you haven't gotten your hands sullied by the gutter that is American politics. Well, you can keep telling yourself that, but the truth is, if your hands aren't dirty, it's not because you're pure. It's because you're not helping.
What?
All right, that was two songs in a row by a new band from Washington, D.C. They're called X-Hex. And XX, it's really just Mary Timoney's new band. That's right, Mary Timoney's back with a new band. And I think it's kind of her strongest thing in quite a while. It's been a long time since I put anything by her on the show, I think because I haven't liked a lot of stuff lately. But anyway, XX is pretty great, and it's sort of a departure, I think, from a lot of past Mary Timoney projects. And it's going to go places, I think. It's pretty great. Got this new album, it's called Rips. We heard two songs, Hot and Cold and Everywhere, both fantastic, off this new record. And I love, I saw on their website, they describe themselves, they're like, yeah, we're like the band that your older brother's friend listened to. Yeah, we're the band that your babysitter listened to. It's like, it's a great pitch for your band, I think. It's pretty cool, especially when your band is like a all-girl punk pop band. Pretty great. Okay, finishing off this here episode of The Sounds of My Head, how about some Deerhoof? They're from San Francisco, California. I try and play them on the show and they come out with something new. I sometimes like some of their stuff and not other stuff. They're sort of a art, rock, noise, pop sort of band, but noise pop. And I don't know, I don't always love it, but I like some things off it. And they got this new record. It's called La Isla Bonita. And I like at least one song off it, and I'm going to play it right now. It's called Doom. And here it is, Deerhoof, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was His Girl, Chicago Falcon, and Budos Rising, all by the Budos Band. Big fans of those guys. You If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. My name's Daniel. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.